Hi, I'm Jeremy Schmetterer, and you're listening to Off the Clock. When the theater curtain rises, an audience watches a world created through a seamless blend of costumes, lights, sounds, and actors. But look past what's on stage, and you'll find the fingerprints of technicians and artisans, many of whom you'll never directly see. KBIA reporter Annie Reese sent us this audio postcard from a rehearsal of MU production Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, playing through Sunday at the Rheinsberger Theater in Columbia.
Hold! Sorry, we're going to have to run that again.
I'm Brad Carlson. I am a faculty member here in the theater department, and I'm also the director of production. So I deal with scheduling performances and rehearsals and also tracking budgets, but another big part of my job is to make sure that things run smoothly. So today, for instance, we're doing a cue to cue, where we stop and look at each cue, each lighting cue, each sound cue.
Let's take it back to a Hindu, a Buddhist, and a lion tamer.
It is not your typical approach to Shakespeare. It is very abstract in many ways. It's absurdist. It's existential.
I'm Hannah Tencio, and I'm the stage manager. The stage manager is basically the one who makes sure that the show goes off without a hitch. So I will be calling the show, which means when there's a light cue or there's a sound cue, I'll be the one that'll say, you know, light cue 30, go, and our light board op will make sure that light is executed. This is the first time that we get to see all of the lights that our lighting designer has programmed, and so it's a little bit of a circus. So we'll just speed through light after light after light. And so it's just splashes of light and color on the stage. And so it's, I think, closest we've seen to the finished product. And for me, it's just exhilarating. Like, it's so exciting to see that come to life.
From Hamlet and Polonius' entrance, please.
My name is Carrie Packard. And for this production of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, I'm the costume designer. Usually the most fun that a costume designer can have is to put the personality into the costume with their fabrics, the trims, accessories, and things like that. So, for example, Claudius is Hamlet's uncle who has killed his father and taken over as king. So he's kind of schmarmy, and so his fabrics are snakeskin and fur, and he's velvet. So he's kind of a loungy, singery kind of person. So, you know, by using those textures, that kind of helps tell the story of the character as well.
My name's Keaton Cruiser. I'm a student. I'm a Russian major at Mizzou, and I'm playing the role of Polonius. When I go on stage and I have, like, a particularly good performance, I will go on, and then I'll come off stage, and sometimes I can't even remember what I did. It's kind of just like, you know, letting the character take you over a little bit.
I really, really like watching the rehearsal process. I've done a lot of things in theater. I've costumed. I was an actor for a long time, and this is my first time stage managing. But I've really, really liked watching the characters come to life and become something more than just text on a page. So I'm really excited for the audience to have a little bit of a part of this show and kind of be pulled into the magic and, you know, interact with the characters on stage.
Hold. Okay, take that again, please.
That was an audio postcard from KBIA's Annie Reese. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern is playing at the Rheinsberger Theater through Sunday, February 28th. That's it for this week's Off the Clock. I'm Jeremy Schmetterer.